We'll start the prayer first for Tikkuni HaZohar. Ribono Olamim v'Adonai Adonim av Rachamim v'Slichot Miyodim anachnu lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu v'Avotenu v'Kedushav v'Shtecha Torata Shtecha Aviyah she'kirvtanu l'Torotecha v'Avodot Avodot HaKodesh v'Da'at Alochenu k'Zodot Torotecha HaKedushah Ma'anu Ma'Chayenu Ma'asher Asit Imanu Chesed Gedol Kadeh Al Ken Anachnu Mepilim Tachonu Lefanecha She'Timchol V'Tislach L'Kol Chatotenu V'Avotenu V'Aliyu Avodotenu Mavdilim Beinenu Lefanecha Kedi Ratzon Lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu V'Lo Avotenu כונן את לבבינו לרתך ולאהבתך, ותקשיב את זוננו אוזניך לברנו אלו, ותפתח לנו לבבות, לבבינו הערד בסודות תורתך, ולא בודנו זה נחת רוח, וכתוב כזה כיסא כבודך, כרך ניחוח, תציל לנו אור מקור נשמתנו, בכל בחילתנו של זאת, ושיתנוצצו נצרות עבדך הקדושים, אשר לדע גילית, דבריך אלה בעולם, זכותם, זכות אבותם, זכות תורתם, ותמותם, וקדושתם, עמוד לנו לבין כאשר דברים אלה, וזכותם תאיר עננו, במה שאנו לומדים, גמר, נעים, זמורות ישראל. גם העיניי והביטל נפלאות תורתך, כי אדון עיניי ייתן חוכמה בפי ודעת תבונה ולי רצון ורפי, ויגון לפניך אדון צורי וגועלי.
We continue everybody, and I'm going to read Rav Brandwein's words. והיות, כי אחת מראשי התיקונים אחר שבירת הכלים, one of the main things that get corrected after שבירת הכלים, to remind you the concept of שבירת הכלים, meaning when the light didn't find enough room where to express itself, the kli has to be broken, which means whatever was happening in the upper world, when it went to the lower world, that amount of light doesn't fit with the size of the vessel. That's called shvirat akilim. Now, where does it come from? Tell us, Rav Brandwein, based on Rav Ashlag in Talmud Esra Sfirot, al yedei gnizat abba ve'ima apnimiim. We know there is abba ve'ima chitzoniim, and we have abba ve'ima apnimiim, אשר שימשו בעולם הנקודים. Where is the Abba הפנימיים? הפנימיים? They are in עולם, in the world called נקודים. We know we have עקודים and we have נקודים. מחמת שבסיבת הערתם הגדולה התבטלה הפרסה שבתחת הצילות. Because of that light that come from above, okay? Which is אור גדול. נתבטלה הפרסה. The פרסה, which is like an horseshoe. What is the horseshoe relate to? As on Malchut went up to the upper level. So those kelim, those vessels went down. All the vessels after the Shvirat HaKelim, they all fell to Briya, Yetzira, Ve'asiya. Rosh, Toch, Ve'sof. The Rosh of the kelim went down to Briya, the Toch went to Yetzira, and the Asiya get the sof. When they're broken, they die. ולכן אחר התיקון אינו דערת גר מזיווג אבא ואמא. And after that type of correction, there is no longer light that's coming from above the גימל הראשונות that has the connection of אבא ואמא. Because when אבא ואמא are connecting to one another, okay, there is light that comes from above. But after that, there is no more light that's coming in. הפנימיים, באצילות בריאה יצירה עשייה, רק וף קצוות. After that תיקון, only light that come down is called וף קצוות, מזיווג הזה. ומסיבה זו נמצאים בחגת, בכל פסוף ונקראים ערים, מבחינת חסדים וחוסים. For that reason, חסד גבורת תפארת of every system that we call them in the code name, ערים, meaning mountain, which is חסדים מחוסים. Conceal a light of mercy, meaning there is no light of wisdom in it, מחוכמה כי גימל ספירות חגת, עד החזה אין גר דגוף. Because if you understand, if you remember what you studied before, the חסד גבורת תפארת is the basically become גימל ראשונות. It's almost like קטע קומה בינה of the body, because that's the beginning of the body. So they don't get a light of wisdom. וספירות תנהים, which is תפארת נצח עוד יסוד מלכות, שמחזה ולמטה, which is from the chest and below, הם וו קצוות דגוף. They represent the וו קצוות of the body. If חסד גבורת תפארת is the גימל ראשונות, then נצח עוד יסוד מלכות is the וו קצוות. וכיוון שמוכין דגר החוכמה מסתלקים מכל פרצוף, and now the light of wisdom is no longer exists within the system, ואינם מירים על כן נמצאים חגת שהם גר, שגוף שהם בחסדים מחוסים. That's why חסד גבורת תפארת, which is the גר of the body, not getting light of wisdom, which is supposed to get, because this is the גימל ראשונות of the body system, they consider חסדים מחוסים, conceal from light of wisdom, and we call it medaleg al e'arim, skip over the mountain, skip over the mountain. What is the mountain? We already explained, the parzufim, כלומר שפוסחים עליהם. What does it mean skip over the mountain? That this light is skipping over those spherot. What is this, the arim? What is the mountain? חסד, גבורה ותפארת. ואין החוכמה מתלבשת בהם. And there is no light of wisdom. ולכן נקרא הנחש, חוויה דיום מקננה בטורין. Now we know why when you call the snake, as רבי שמעון בר יוחאי mentioned it here, he said that the נחש מקנן בין הערים. That the snake is nesting within the mountain. כי בכל מקום שיש חיסרון בקדושה, יש שם את לא אחידה. Because where is the snake can go? Snake can only go in the place where there is holiness, but with חיסרון. When you experience חיסרון, when you experience lacking of something, that's what the snake going to be. והוא בא להסיט ולפתות את הצדיקים, his mission of the snake is to seduce and mislead the righteous people, to reveal the חסד גבורת תפארת ולהמשיך הערת חוכמה בהם. What is the snake want from us? To bring light of wisdom into חסד גבורת תפארת, which are right now as חסדים מכוסים. They have no light of wisdom. שזה היה חטא של אדם הראשון. That's exactly the same sin of Adam and Eve, or Adam, because he tried to bring light of wisdom. והוא קטיל לאדם קדמה, and that's what killed Adam. ולכן עורר רבי שמעון סיוע אל העליונים. That's why רבי שמעון בר יוחאי, awakening the support from above, to fight him. לעורר את הדינים נגדו ולא לתת לו שום אחיזה. To fight the snake and not give him any grip over what we try to do. And continue to סמך וב, in תיקוני זוהר, מעלות הסולם. משום זה, יוצא כרוז בכל יום. That's why I said us תיקוני הזוהר. There is every day, there is an announcer from heaven that say, שמי שעורד נחש, whoever killed that snake, שהוא מקנן בערים, that nesting within the mountain, נותנים לו בת המלך. They give him the daughter of the king. What does that mean, the daughter of the king? היינו מלכות. מלכות, בת. בת ותו בת, daughter. בת, like שבת. What is שבת? שין ובת. Shin vebat, the daughter of the Shin. What is the Shin? Three column. Very good. Three column in the bottom. Malchut. Very good. Shit fila. What is the daughter of the king? Pray. Pray. How do we know it related to pray? Because it says, Soda Kadu, Vanit fila. And me are pray. Ani, we know that Ani is Malchut. Okay. Ayushevet al Migdal, Shenebar, Migdal, Oz, Shem Hashem, Boya Ru Tzadik Vizizgav. That's a famous verse that she's sitting on the tower. And that tower, we know it's a Migdal Oz, a strong tower. Shem Hashem, Shem Hashem, God is there. And that's where a righteous person will be nourished. Now, what is this tower? Tell us the Tikkuni HaZohar, or Brandwein. The tower, Uson Malchut, Shei B'Zivug Im Zeranpin. The time that Malchut is in union with Zeranpin, we call it tower. ויש לה גר מזהר אנפין שהוא חסד, סוד חסדים. And that's when she received light of wisdom or from זהר אנפין. Remember, when בינה facing חוכמה, she's getting light of wisdom from מלכות through זהר אנפין. וגר שלה עצמה אינם מהירים. בתאר גיים לראשונות not shining, ובחיסרון גר דורות של עצמה, חסר לה נעיד הכלים. If she doesn't get the light of גיים לראשונות, that means she doesn't also have the נעיד the vessels. Because what is the Na'ida vessel? The Na'ida vessel is what reflect on the three upper Rishonot. Remember, we don't count the Malchut. Because Malchut is the Atara of Yisod. Shena mehirim lifnei gmar ha-tikun. But this type of light will not ever shine until the end of the Tikkun. When Mashiach will come. Lachin nifchenet liyoshevet al ha-migdal. That's why Malchut is sitting on the tower. Kederech ha-adam yoshev shadgalim shalo yoshev b'chinot Na'i. The same person who's sitting on the tower, that is, what happened to a person sit on the tower? Araglaim shelo. His leg cannot be seen. What do you see when a person is in the tower? From the chest and up. Shelo she'en p'chinot na'i. Enam megulim. So you don't see the netachot yisod of a male who's sitting on the tower revealed. Very similar to a bird nesting on her kid, on her eggs. What happened? You don't see the bird in a full capacity. You only see the bird from the wings and up. Same thing with the person. Migdal Oz. For that reason, there is an announcer whoever killed that snake. What does that mean? So, whoever is working on themselves, not to draw light from above to below, only when it's going to the center column, meaning with restriction, with thought, with awareness, הממעט את הארת קו השמאל מגר שלו, meaning when you are reducing the shining of the light from the left column, from the three column of the left column, what does that mean? Light of wisdom, because the Gibel Rishonot of Kav Shmol, it's light of wisdom. So when you're drawing light, you have to be careful, you don't draw the light, all of the capacity of the light, because that's what Adam and Eve did with the tree of knowledge. Shevazeh katan lechavaya. That's how you kill the snake. You're drawing the light, but you don't want to draw the light just for yourself. Shekol hachizakot v'nikudot migar the small. Because the snake, as we stand in Rosh Hashanah, can only nourish from Gibel Rishonot the small, from Geta Chuma Bina off left column, bli yamin, without right. יאבין לי בארת הדבלקה, שמלכות דיוץ לא תדייטיב על מגדלה, היינו שזוכה לקבל את המלכות במוחין דגר, מזיווג זכר מלכה פנים מפנים. So a person like this, who pushing away all that fulfillment coming from Gimel Rishon to small, which is the most amount of joy. Because what is the left column? Left column is I want it all. What is the right column? I want to give. So when you combine them together, you want to want it, you got to want it, but you can't want it just to draw it down. You have to mix it with the center column. I zochel kabel tamalchut bemochin degar mizivug zachar v'rkava panim panim. So you only can receive that light called gar gimel rishonot, the light of ketoch mabina, but it's have to go through the filter called zivug zachar v'nekeva. Meantime, baro neman. In the meantime, come Moses im kamatzon v'parim with sheep and cows and herds, different type of animal. What does that mean? Nishmot ha-tzadikim, those the soul of the righteous. That's what they call all this type of animal. Besod, arumim bedaat u'misivim atzmam kebehema. When people are believe they don't have any knowledge, and they put themselves like behema, like the beast. What does that mean? Making themselves like beast? Because we know before you pray, you're supposed to say that you want to be like shor le'ola v'chamor le'masa. You want to be like a bull for sacrifice and like a donkey to be carrier, whatever God asks you to carry. So like a beast. And what does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu is taking all of us. U'mateu b'yado erim ena v'lamidal v'ra adam echad b'chur tzadik shmo enu yesod. So when you raise your eyes to the tower, you see one man, one young man. And we call him tzadik shmo. It doesn't mean really physical man. I mean the concept of a man. Tzadik shmo. Ma zeh tzadik? What is that righteous? Yesod. The sphere of Yesod. Shaya yoshev al amidal. It's sitting on the tower. Kavu avot okudem. Vekashto beyado. And he holding his weapon. And the weapon of the person who's sitting in the tower is a bow and arrow. What is that bow and arrow? Bow and arrow is chokhmato v'tfilato. His wisdom and his prey. Vaya zorek chetzi min hanachash. And he keeps shooting an arrow at the snake. Vezeu pazer gadol. That arrow that you shoot at the snake in the ta'amim, those of you who are not ta'amim or to read the Torah, called pazer gadol. Pazer gadol. V'anachat lo haya machshiv otam. Shelo nerag benachatzim shelo. But the snake was not considered that like a big deal because it wasn't killing him. Continue tikkuni hazohar. Mefaresh. Chabad shel hamalchut nikra peh. When you take chokhmah, bina, and daat, of Malchut, we call it the mouth. So what does that mean? Keshet u alashon, different explanation of born arrow. Keshet, the arrow is the lashon, the tongue within your mouth. Aromez lechokhma, which is representing the light of wisdom. Egoz shel keshet u ape. The bow is built from two parts. You have the wood and you have the string. So basically, the string is the lashon. The wood part, okay, is the center column. That, besot tikkun ha-parsa, ve'egoz pirusho ekzotz, chut ha-shani, ze ha-safa, besot ha-kod chut ha-shani siftotayich. The whole thing like a bow and arrow. וזהו בינה החוט של חסד. בסוף כתוב, כי חפץ חסד, הוא אדבר על בינה. במקום הזה, הצדיק היה זורק חצים. And he was shooting arrow at the snake with his mouth. והנחש לא התחשב בהם. The snake didn't care about that righteous person, יסוד. עד שבא הרועה הנאמן, until Moses came, אנו משה רבנו, ולקח חץ אחד, he took one arrow and threw it at the snake, אחד אחר השני בתפילתו. One after another while he prayed. שיקשת עד יפעלה חץ כבדו של הנחש שהוא סבך מהם, until he can open the liver of the snake, which is סמך מם א' למד, S-M-H-A-L, אל אחר, other God, ששם בכבד יסודו ועיקרו. Where is the location of the dark lord of the קליפות? In the liver. Your liver too. פירושו, כי יש גימל זיווקים בזכר ורכבה. The three connection between male and female. First, זיווק דגר, הוא סוד אביה אקיה. When you make the זיווק in גימל ראשונות, the upper level, is יוד כבבקי and אקיה, 26-21. זיווק דחגת, when you make the זיווק, you make the connection of זכר ורכבה in the level of חגת, חזק ותפארת, it's זיווק of אביה אלוקים, 26-86. וזיווק דנאי, and when the lower zivug, the lower connection, was avaya adni. It's always avaya. Avaya 26 and 65. Omochin de chokma, shen mochin de chaya, because remember, chokma is related to chaya. So the mochin, the livelihood, the power of chokma, which is mochin de chaya, loladat neshamot. What are we doing with that force? To give birth to souls. Enam nimshachim ad sheyushlam hazivug, gam betziruv hagimel avaya da Adonai. So nothing going to work until we make the last zivug, which is Avaya and Adni, which is 91. Now you know why when you say Amen, which is also 91, it's so important. Moshe Rabbeinu, who should take the Shekhinah, Mishir Tayechud HaGibel HaShalem. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who fixed Yudke Vavke with Adni both direction. Adni Yudke Vavke, and Yudke Vavke Adni. And because of that, he killed the snake. Mishum Zeh, HaKavet Koes. For that reason, the liver is all about anger. וכל הכועס כאילו עובד עבודה זרה. And whoever is getting angry, is it said in מסכת שבת תלמוד, whoever is getting angry is like worship idol. במה כועס? How do you get angry? Why people get angry? Ask תיקוני הזוהר. Where is the specific anger begin? במרה. כיס המרה in the gallbladder. Gallbladder, it's next to the liver. That's the beginning of all people getting angry. It's funny you call it כיס המרה. Pocket of bitterness, when you feel bitter. שהיא דבוקה בו. And the מרה is attached to the liver, וזה סם המוות. That's the drug of death. שזה סוד אמרו חזל, מסכת עבודה זרה, שיתפה של מרה תלויה בחרבו של מלאך המוות. The way they describe the angel of death in מסכת עבודה זרה, when the angel of death come to kill a person, he come with a sword where there is a gold bladder on it. The whole sword is built from gold bladder. הנקבה שלו היא הזנף שלו, is female of the angel of death. Is female, is the tail of the angel of death, is the female. But what is that? The female called Yoteret HaKaved. You have the gallbladder, liver, and the fat on the liver. I know it's a little complicated. When you create Yoteret, שאחר שעושה נעופים, נותנת שיריים לבעלה. What is being Yoteret? When she does more. It's like a woman who's not satisfied herself just with her husband, and she wants more and more and more. That's called Noef. Noef. Noef is a person that have lust towards something else. Okay? And then she gives the leftover to her husband. כי יותרת בלשון שיריים. והזנב הוא שפחה שלו, שעושה שפיכותו כועס במרה, והורג ביותרת. So the anger comes from the gallbladder, and the killing, the death, comes from the liver and the fat of the liver. זנב שלו, שהוא לשון יותרת. פירוש, now explanation, קבליסטיק explanation. גוף האדם הוא כנגד הוויה. The body of a human being is like יוד כבבקי, הוויה. הכוללת כל דלת העולמות, הביה. And the bodies include Atzilut Briya Yisera Asiya. Arosh Adachaze, the head from the chest, and that's how I do healing on people. The head till the chest, who can neged Atzilut Vebriya. It's for Atzilut and Briya. Arosh neged the Eran Pin, umipe Adachaze neged Anuk Vatemalchut. Ki Briya Eshet Atzilut I. Because Briya is the wife of Atzilut. Michaze Velemata, Itzira Veasiya. From the chest till the belly buttons, okay, or till the feet, is Yetzirah Ve'asiya. That's why your body is divided to two type of organs. From the chest and up, the organ, nothing to do with physicality. It's breathing and the heart and the lungs. Below, it's more physical, materialistic organ. וכמו שבית העולמות יצירה ועשייה הם מורבים בקליפות הטבעות, כן הם שגורם אותם מחזה ולמטה. That's why everything from chest and below is mixed with קליפה. איברים כנגד הקליפות הטמאות, and those organs is corresponding to the קליפות. What is the organ that corresponds to the קליפות? כבד, liver, יותרת הכבד, fat of the liver, ומרה, and the gallbladder, וטחול, and spleen as well. Those of you who come to do healing with me always, it's the few things I check, is your spleen, your liver, your gallbladder. I'm sure you know that. הכבד הוא דינים דדוחה. The liver is the judgment coming from the male, שהם דינים של כף שמאל, which is judgment come from left column. דיינו סמך מהם. ובאחריתו מתגלה המרה נתלת בכבד. And then, from that judgment, revealed the gallbladder. בסוד הכדוב האחרית, מרה כלענה, כי בסופו של כף שמאל, the end of the left column, is revealed the female. בסוד דינים דנקודת מנעולה, שבכל מקום שהם מתעוררת, מסתכלים מאוד. It's called נקודה מנעולה, the locks, וזה אמרו במאי כועס במרה, כי המברה מביאה כעס בכבד. Our person even get angry, gallbladder. If the gallbladder is not activated the liver manifests the anger, but the gallbladder activates the liver to get angry. And the liver is also the one who punishes the person, is the one who decides who's going to stay alive and who's not. How important is your liver in your body? So the liver itself is the punisher, is the temptation, is everything. So, and what does the liver represent? Gimel Rishonot the small, the one who draw the light from left column. And it's only a drop that comes from the gallbladder that put the sama mavet, put the drug of death into the liver. Yoter et hakaved, the fat of the liver, im medinim denukva. Yoter et hakaved is coming from judgment, come from female. Shekol ha'anashim habayim lachatei b'nemshachim medinim denukva nipsuro liyadea. All the punishment that supposed to be punished on sin that you do come from her. כי הזכר שהוא סמך מהם נמשך מדינים דדוחה. The male aspect of negativity coming from judgment of the male. Different type. Judgment of female, different type. וכל האנשים הבאים להחלטה אם נמשכים מדינים דדוחה, הם סירו בידו. Whatever coming from דינים דדוחה, being punished by the דוחה, by the male. יותר את קראת דבטה. כי בכלל סמך מהם שהוא דינים דדוחה. כי זכר ונקבה צריכים להיות מין במינו. אלא מתך שהיא מזדה עם האחראים, what's her job? Her job is to make sure that mazdaim acharim, she's sleeping that negative aspect, sleeping with everybody. Muravim bagab dinim denukva. Parah sheyotzet lizon dem kol, nodim shiraim lebala. So she seduced everybody, and the negativity she collected, she gave to her husband too. That's what's called yoteret al hakaved, the fat of the liver. Meaning she giving him fat too. Vezdava shehu asof dayinu midat hadin, bli shehu mituk memidat harachamim. And her concept is only judgment. There is nothing mercy. Because malchut of the judgment attribute cannot kill a person when you reveal that. It has to be revealed on the human being many times. Then she allowed to kill a person. So a person has to make enough sin to be killed. Bezdava kamil. אני מקבוץ כל הגבוהים שמביאים את המלכות למידתנו השורה, עזוב שיש בה כדי למין. Until she's allowing to kill. I want to continue, but it's a long section, so hopefully we can do it next time.